You're listening to JTE Movie Thinks. Is that the title? Is that correct grammar? All right, we'll go with it. It's a show about movies and thinking. And now, here's your host, every man's hero, JTE.
You guys are here for the spoiler talk, the spoiler review of Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Mm-hmm. Now, my last video was basically coming out in superhero news. The guys over there, they're great at everything comic books. We were in a haze, okay? You remember, like, Superman was crashed through buildings and people were walking around the streets like, what? That's how we came out of that movie.
Yeah.
It was just like, it's too much to handle. So many things happened in this movie. And I said at the end of the review, I didn't want to give a score because my mind was processing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I will give my score, my official score today, for the movie at the end of this video.
Yeah.
But listen, this is like the reason why I had trouble doing that first review is because there's so many spoilerific things I need to talk about this movie. Now, I saw it twice so far. I saw it Monday at the fan screening, and I also saw it last night right after Schmoes No Show, because I bought my ticket like a month before just in case I didn't make the screening.
Uh-huh.
You saw it for the first time tonight.
I did. I just saw it like an hour ago.
You literally are just coming off, so you're still in that haze that I was.
I am in that haze, but I was ready for it.
You're
ready for that haze.
See, you got all the reviews.
I did get the reviews.
I was one of the first people to see this movie, so I had no reviews going in, except for like some word of mouth from people. Ooh, it's great. Wonder Woman's awesome. So, like, for me, it was a shock to see all these reviews, the negative reviews. Like, I thought this was going to be, like, a 50-50 kind of audience split.
Mm-hmm.
The critics are not kind of audience. The critics pretty much don't like this movie.
The critics bashed this movie.
It's at, like, 30-something percent right now.
I checked before I went to see the movie. Mm-hmm. 30% was the last I checked. And 30% is
and
low.
And I'm going to start this review by saying I think that's a little too harsh on this movie.
I agree.
But at the same time, kind of understand it. And that's why this movie's so difficult. Now, our friends, the Schmoes, did this review. Stuckman, Johns, the Flip Pick. I've heard from our friends, no one has gone out and said they loved it. And only a few have gone and said they hate it. Copster hates it.
Yeah.
My boy Copster.
And I'm the one who got him in the screen.
Yeah. Oh, are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Because he had a Tuesday screening.
Yeah.
And I gave him my pass because my brother was coming in town.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there is John Schnepp, who liked it, but the more he thought about it, liked
the more
it
he
less.
He disliked it. Yeah, I think he's still disliking it right now.
Yes, he's still disliking it right now.
He's currently disliking
Ellis,
it.
Mark Ellis, as Schmoes know, didn't give it a fresh review. He gave like 2.8, I believe. Now, I seem to be closer to Christian, because he gave it like a 3.5, 3.4. I'm not exactly sure.
I think, yeah, or 3.2 was it?
Something like that, yeah. And I am definitely in a fresh category. I will say you should go see this movie, and I think there's enough good in this movie for you should go see it.
Yeah.
Now, because this is spoiler reviews, I just want to get out of the way to things that, not that I didn't like, but I questioned about the movie.
Got it.
First of all, too much going on. Too many storylines that don't always work working together. The whole thing, I love the idea of Superman having this, not guilt, but the country's just not, they're torn about him.
Okay.
They're like, is this guy our savior, or is he making more trouble than it's worth?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a really great way how they were kind of exploring it, but at the same time, the beginning of this movie, he lands in Africa, South Africa, I don't remember where it was.
I'm pretty sure it was Africa.
It was Africa, and apparently he just kills this dude because he had Lois in a gun hold. I mean, remember Lois is like this, and then she puts her hands down, and Superman goes, poof! He ripped that guy into shreds. That guy went through two walls. He's dead ace. And he even says it later in the movie that he killed him, pretty much. If you watch it again, he goes, someone tries to take my girl out, I have no other choice. The girl I love. So listen, he basically killed
Did he kill
dude.
Him?
He
okay.
killed him.
All right. If
Are you telling me Superman
you.
Flies at you and you go through two walls?
Superman You're still can protect alive? You through anything, bro.
Okay, maybe if he wrapped his arm around him.
That's
anyway,
what I'm saying, if he wrapped his arm
but
around him.
Here's the problem. They used that African event to be more of the catalyst of why Superman was made be a danger to society when he already done so much in Man of Steel. Why was that not the more of the focus? It was only the focus for the guy with no legs, the Lieutenant Dan of this movie. Lieutenant Dan. Cause yeah, no. Let me say something. It's props to Forrest Gump because their special effects of taking Lieutenant Dan's legs off, I think, look better than this movie.
I thought it looked okay. That definitely did not distract me from anything that was going on.
So did that storyline of like the whole Superman,
the thing defense, that took the,
you know the people
thing that,
did that feel that work for you?
No, there's a lot of reasons why. Okay. The reasons why is because if you find the bodies of these guys, don't you find bullets in them? Why would Superman use bullets to kill people? Wouldn't people assume that? how did Superman take these guys out, right? They found all these people dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's so many people dead, but they all had bullets in them.
Yeah.
Why would you assume Superman took them out? That kind of, like, confused
me. To me, like, you saying that, I don't feel like the movie even put that question out there, because I didn't feel like that was something the movie was really exploring.
Or even the bomb.
It was so glossed over.
Later on in the movie, you're like, you just blame
a guy. One point,
isn't that the most obvious setup ever?
I don't think they blamed Superman for that, though.
They did, yeah.
Why would they blame him for that?
That's what I'm saying.
Does Superman have explosion powers I don't know about?
Well, he has his laser vision.
No, because, now listen, see, here's the problem. This is why I have you here. I've seen the movie twice. And I looked, these same things that you're wondering about is what I looked for. And the second time I saw it, they say that the guy with the wheelchair snuck the bomb
in. Oh, shit, you're right.
They say that on the news coverage. So they're not blaming Superman, but really that situation just makes Superman's whole predicament even worse. So that was a cool scene. I remember being in the theater, and when that explosion went, people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, they were like, holy shit, I didn't see it coming.
I like his reaction afterwards where he says, you know, I should have seen that, because Superman could see everything.
But how is he going to see a bomb? Was he going
to... He could x-ray vision it. He could feel it.
Come on. The dude just walked in. There's people everywhere. There's protests. He was coming there to talk to the senator. He's not going to be like...
That's what I'm saying, though. That's
Superman,
what
are you doing?
It made sense that it's not his fault.
I'm doing a bomb search real quick. I do it every time I enter a room. So that was a problem. I will say another big problem for me. I did not buy Lex Luthor, Jesse Eisenberg, in this movie. I don't know what he was doing. I honestly don't know.
All right, here's the thing.
Don't tell me you like Lex Luthor.
No. My favorite comic book villain of all time. A lot of people love the Joker.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of people love... I love Magneto. Mm-hmm. Magneto's my favorite Marvel villain, but my favorite villain overall has always been Lex Luthor.
Really? Okay.
Always. People overlook Lex Luthor, but if I love him from the comics, I love him from the animated series.
Okay.
I think he's the best comic book villain. And it was the worst thing I've ever seen. And I went in, I went in, and I would always tell people on comment sections and all that, and I would say, this is the worst casting ever. And they'd be like, you're totally wrong. This is going to be awesome.
But here's the
thing. I was like, I was right. Look, on screen.
I agree.
Oh, hello. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
What I was hoping for was, this was my hope going into this movie. It was like a facade he put while he was in public. Like, when he was in public, like, when he's like, oh, don't pick a fight with this man. I was hoping that was, like, him being eccentric in public, and I was hoping, like, soon that dude went, like, behind doors in his laboratory. He took that wig off, and he was bald. He was, like, you know, just stoic. Because that's why I think of Lex Luthor, a very stoic, cold demeanor. I don't see, you know, the Riddler. He's, like, playing the Riddler.
He's the Riddler. He would have been a great... If they said Jesse Eisenberg is playing the Riddler, I would have been like...
Yeah, and he had all these tics, like, and I was like...
It was annoying.
Also,
it was frustrating and annoying.
I don't understand. Another problem with this movie is some of the motivation for the characters
100%
are not there. And it sounds like we're hating on this movie, guys. And I don't hate it. I actually like this movie.
Well,
but these are some of the problems why you're seeing 30%. This is the reason why people are so torn. Once we go through some of these problems, I'll tell you why I think it's worth seeing it. And but I just need to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way, I was going to say, I can balance it.
We'll balance it. So, first of all...
Motivation of who?
Motivation of Lex Luthor. Why is he so pissed at Superman? And
that's
I understand
point.
Why he's pissed at Batman at one point, because
that's a good point.
Batman breaks in and steals kryptonite.
Yeah.
Which at that point, does Lex not want Superman to die?
I took that as... Lex was actually planning that out. He wanted Batman.
I don't know about that.
That's how they were hinting it in the movie. Yeah.
I didn't see that. Because what I'm thinking is, if I'm Lex Luthor and I'm like, Batman stole my goddamn kryptonite, then I'm thinking, oh wait, Batman's going to go kill him? Who would I rather deal with? Batman or Superman? Hey, Batman, go ahead and take him out for me, bro. Because if you're all I got to deal with, then I don't have to worry about the alien that has, like, you know, can destroy the world. Awesome. So... I don't understand why Lex Luthor was so heavy on having Superman kill Batman when
isn't
Superman the bigger threat?
Again, I'm going to go back to Superman the animated series episode 1. If you watch this, he meets Lex Luthor, and I love when Lex gives him a talk. He says, "Okay, you're an alien. You can destroy the planet if you want, but this is my town. I am Metropolis. I built 70% of this city. Every building you see here is mine.
True.
This is me.
True.
Do not mess with me. I'm Lex Luthor." And I'm like, that's Lex. That would make sense. If he destroyed his city, he grew up in his city, he breathes his city, he built his city with his technology, his brain.
Yeah.
It would have been like, dude, you destroyed everything I've built my entire life. But
that's
they never
point.
Did that in the movie.
I know.
Lex to me was such a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that for me, the good outweighed the bad in this movie. Because there was a lot of good.
There are some really good things, and we're about to get into that. I have another question, and I've asked this to several people who've seen the movie. I worked with Screen Junkies, and I literally went to everybody in the office. They said, at one point in the movie, did Lex Luthor figure out Clark Kent was Superman?
See, I don't think he...
That's anybody?
That's a good point.
Well, comment below, because I don't know. Here's the problem. At no point. I mean, he sees Batman.
I can counter.
He doesn't know Bruce Wayne's Batman. He doesn't know Superman's Clark Kent at the beginning of the movie, as far as I know. And if he does, they should have showed it to us. Next thing I know, he goes and kidnaps Martha. And I'm like, how did he know that was Superman's...
Oh, I know what it is.
What? Don't tell me it's a folder in that guy.
I know what it is. And I don't know if you're going to convince it or not, but I did notice that, and I caught it when they said it.
What?
And
what?
I was like, it's implied.
Where?
When he walks into the pit of the ship, and it gives him the... 10,000 years of 10,000 planets knowledge.
Uh-huh.
That's where he gets it. He gets a bunch of information pumped into his brain.
Which...
And he said, tell me all of it. And that's how he knows about Darkseid coming. He's coming! Darkseid. That's how he knows
about
Darkseid.
They gotta give us
something. That's how he knows that Superman is Clark Kent.
And is that apparently how he knows to put a giant rubber doll of Zod into the water and they'll put his blood in it and somehow becomes a super doomsday?
See, all the Lex things...
First of all,
what he did...
Hold on. I just said it. I want to put it out there. Remember American Sniper? And there's that huge controversy where Bradley Cooper got this little rubber baby doll?
No, that's worse.
Zod looked like a giant rubber doll.
Dude, you're focusing on the most random shit.
These are just little things that
There's Batman killing.
I want to point out the small things, too,
the
though.
The editing of the movie is awful.
Yeah, it's awful. Yes, we'll get to that. But I'm just saying, for me, the only reason why I bring that up it's because I'm into this moment where Lex is about to do something cool, and I can't get out of my head how horrible this rubber doll looks. His hair looked like it was off like a Couch Pack Kid doll. It was horrible. Anyway, it took me out of the movie for a moment. That's the only reason why I bring it up, because if anything takes me out of a movie, I have to address it.
Okay, what'd you think of Batman's visions?
Okay,
you think that was the most random thing ever? It was kind of cool. At first, you were like, okay, he's reliving, and then you're like, what's going on?
It was very random, but I give DC credit and Snyder credit for having the balls to put that in there.
Okay.
Because that's like an after-credit scene, but they said, fuck it, we're going to throw it in the middle of the movie.
What'd you think of...
And it was cool. And let me just say, like a lot of people, and I said this in my first review, if you don't know DC lore, you don't know what the F would happen right there.
If you don't,
I can understand the average moviegoer being like... WTF.
No, if I told my brother, if you don't know DC at all, this is the weirdest freaking movie ever.
And that was like,
this is so weird.
That's the only reason why I know is because I watch a lot of DC anime movies, and I believe it's called the Flash Paradox. Flashpoint Paradox. That's and I know what's going on there.
You know what time travel.
He's basically Flash and time traveling, and the reason why he has like RoboCop red armor is because he's like from apocalyptic world where Superman is like the biggest tyrant and is just ruling the world.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know he's coming.
That's from the anime movie, I'm saying.
Oh, from the anime movie.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what DC and they're going to do in the
movie.
From
the animated movie, that's not true, though, because in the animated movie, Superman's trapped in a lab and he hasn't seen the sun.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm getting these movies confused.
No, but what's cool, it's so funny because that's a random scene. And I'm seeing, this comes after the Nightmare Batman sequence.
Yes.
The desert thing.
Yes.
Which to me was a little random. That's just my opinion.
It's really cool.
It's cool, but it comes out of nowhere, and it doesn't really build to the story.
I totally agree with you, but because I know what it is, I like it.
Okay.
But I understand if somebody who doesn't be like, what the fuck?
To counter what I'm saying, when Flash showed up and he was time traveling, I went nuts.
Do you remember,
I was like, freaking Flash is time traveling.
Do you remember
what
he was saying? Because the first time it was happening...
Yeah, he said everything you're thinking about him is true.
Yeah.
He said, go find us.
Lois is the key.
Lois is the key.
But I think at the end he goes, am I too early? He says, I believe when I saw it the second time, at the very end he goes, am I too early? Is this... Like, he's saying, like, he realizes...
Well, he says, go find us, too. He says, go find us.
But he also says, am I too early? I'm pretty sure... Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but I think he says, am I too early? I think he literally went back too early into time. I think that's why it feels so out of place. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure in the second view he said that.
To be honest, I loved it. I thought it was yeah. introducing the Flash mm-hmm. in such a dynamic way where everyone's like, Flash is the fast guy. No. Flash can time travel. He can break through yeah. dimensions. He's so powerful. And you're introducing him and you're mm-hmm. giving Batman a motivation to go after Superman,
which I totally like. But here's the thing about that. Yeah, you just said that gives him motivation to go after Superman.
Yeah.
You only know he has that motivation if you know what that scene means.
Absolutely.
You and I...
If you don't know what it meant, and if you don't know what's going on, he's telling it's the weirdest freaking thing ever. Yeah, what is that?
It doesn't feed that motivation you're just talking about. Because I knew it, I was like, oh, no wonder Batman's gung-ho about it now, because he had that freaking crazy vision. But anyway, that's all craziness. Mm-hmm. That scene alone... I mean, honestly, though, you could cut out the movie, and I don't think it would affect the movie.
I agree, but it's setting up Justice League.
Let's talk about the best thing about this movie. I think it's Batman. What's better in this movie than Ben Affleck?
People are super hype on him. Mm-hmm. I thought he was, don't get me wrong, I thought he was really, really good. But to be honest, I love Superman. I love Henry Cavill's Superman.
Hold on. Back it up.
To counter to myself, I will say that he hardly had anything to do in this movie.
There you go.
And he barely did anything, but every time he's on screen, I'm like, that's Superman. That's freaking Superman.
I agree with you. I think Cavill's good. I liked him in Man of Steel. I do also agree he gets the short end of the stick when it comes to the dialogue and the script.
I thought, but his moments were so short, and I was like, dude, really? That's all you're giving Superman?
But the thing
really?
Is,
again, Man of Steel all over again.
All that said, though, every time he showed up as Superman, I was like, there's Superman.
Yep.
That's yep. So he has the presence. He has the totally. He has that innocence.
Okay.
And some people call him boring. No. I don't think he's boring. He's a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
It's just how he is. Yeah.
One thing, let's go to the big one. Superman dies.
Oh, you want to jump right to the end?
Yeah, let's do it.
Superman, go there.
Superman dies.
Superman dies. Which okay.
Hey, do you know the comic it's based on?
Of course.
Okay.
Come on, man. Doomsday. I'm a Superman fan. Doomsday, Superman Returns, The Death of Superman, all that stuff. I read it all.
Okay.
So
you know Superman's not dead.
No, everyone knows because we saw dirt float up.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying, like, as soon as it happened, I was like, but here's the thing. This is what they're doing, the Doomsday kills Superman, death of Superman.
Here's the deal. As soon as I heard Doomsday was going to be this movie,
you knew that
immediately
happen.
Was a possibility. But at the same time, I didn't want it to happen because... I want a movie to come out called The Death of Superman. I want that to be an actual movie.
He did combine a few comics.
He really
random
took a lot
comics.
Of comics. He took from The Dark Knight Returns.
I mean, that scene where the nuke was like straight out of The Dark Knight
straight
Returns.
Out,
even when
out.
He's all sucked in and he gets it from the sun and he comes back. I was like, this is cool.
He looked like zombie Superman for me.
Which is exactly how it's seen in the comics.
Which
is like a zombie Superman.
And what I also love about that scene is Superman immediately took him right to space. And a lot of people were, you know, they said when he broke Zod's neck, why didn't he just fly up with him out of the building?
That's what I said. That's what I told you every day.
It's so funny because
he could have just go whoop and fly up.
And I will say, I'm glad they fixed a lot of those things, but they almost went out of their way to fix it because there's like, oh, don't worry, there's nobody in the work district anymore. Don't worry, that island's abandoned. Like every reporter's job was to be like, don't worry, there's
nothing. It's a good thing everyone's, Anderson Cooper was like, it's a good thing no one's working today.
No one's working today. Everyone's off. Like there's no bars and people are walking around hanging out. And then someone also, I heard criticism of like Batman taking back into the town to get the kryptonite spear.
Yeah, but the port was abandoned.
I mean,
and the princess is like, why would you bring him back to the city? The port's abandoned.
This is the weird thing.
Like, all right.
People had such outcry over Man of Steel and all those innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized watching this movie is when you take all the people out of the town or the city, there's not as much stakes. Because all you're worried about is buildings.
I disagree. To me, it makes logical sense from the superhero's point of view.
This is my show. Ace is my show. You can't disagree with me. was one of the plans when I
With the superhero's point of view, you're thinking, again, this is going off comics, going off what I've seen from reading comics my whole life. You always go away from civilians. Always.
I totally
Whether you're
agree
Batman,
that.
Superman, it doesn't matter. Flash, Green Lantern.
They didn't go away from civilians. They just took the civilians out.
No, the creators of the movie did, but from the logic of the superheroes that they're writing about,
of course they should take them away from people.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. But what I'm saying is they did it in every place they went to fight at the end of that movie.
I agree.
The only time I really felt like people were in danger is when Doomsday first busted out and was on the LexCorp building.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, shit.
But you want people to be in danger. To me,
of course.
I don't care. To me, I want to see Doomsday fight Superman and Wonder Woman. And can we talk about Wonder Woman?
Yeah,
Wonder Woman
of course
was
we gotta talk about Wonder Woman.
Badass.
All right, here's the deal with Wonder Woman. Let me just...
She did very little, but her scenes were badass.
But I mean, she's badass because she's a Wonder Woman and she's fighting. Mm-hmm. She's not badass because she's a great character.
I agree.
Because I agree. She's really just walking around. And I was really hoping, like, the big mystery to me was, how's Wonder Woman going to get pulled into this? Mm-hmm. I was really hoping it'd be a little bit more than, what's on TV? Oh, there's a giant monster. Let me leave my plane and go join the boys and help fight. I wanted to be a little bit more intertwined in the story instead of just, you know, seeing something happening on TV. Like, oh, guess I better dust off the old Wonder Woman outfit. It's been a few decades.
I was okay with it.
I guess, you know what?
I was okay with it.
One thing I did love is when she gets hit by Doomsday at one point, she goes, like, sliding through concrete.
Yeah.
She has a smirk on her face, like, oh, it's on. Yeah. She's, like, enjoying, she's enjoying fighting Doomsday.
So cool.
Which is not something Superman would usually do. Mm-hmm. But definitely not Batman, who's half the time was just ducking under rocks.
Yeah.
So he didn't get died by, and that's another thing, by the way, Doomsday had these, he had this weird super explosion power, which he didn't have in the comics.
No.
I don't know if they needed that.
No.
It was cool looking.
It was
the
cool
effect
looking.
Was great.
That's
looking.
Probably why Snyder
did it.
It
was like a giant lava lamp that exploded. It was cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, why they felt like they had to go
I think that the whole thing was the whole, I think I've talked to you about it, the whole energy concept. The fact that if you're Kryptonian, aka if you're Superman, you're made up of pure energy.
Yeah.
And that's why they kept you more attacking him, the more, that's why Wonder Woman has that line. He's made of energy. He keeps feeding off the energy. Meaning, Superman, he's the like an anti-Superman,
right? The more you attack him, the more powerful he gets.
Yeah, so he's like an anti-Superman. Superman is made of pure energy, so he's also so much energy that it's just popping out of him.
Just nuclear bombs and
That's my explanation for it. Let's get to the big thing. The big thing is...
Bigger things? Go ahead.
There's the introduction
the high inside
of...
Superman dying. Go ahead.
There's the introduction of the Justice League, and then there's the fight itself. Yeah. What do you think of the introduction of the Justice League?
The introduction of Justice League. Let me see.
And laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I was looking
There's
my,
others.
I was looking at my laptop because I was going to pull up and be like, let me see. Here's the problem, man. Like, another, like how I said, I was really curious to see how Wonder Woman was going to be brought into this movie. I was like, how are they going to do. Like, I had visions of, like, the ocean just dividing, like, straight out of freaking, you know, the Bible type shit going on, and him just walking, like, through a thing of water, like, That didn't happen. We got a little jellyfish shot where it's like,
it's so true. Yeah.
He let a little sonic boom thing going on with his
trident. No, that was him just swimming away.
Oh, was him swimming? I thought he shot like someone that's trying it.
No.
But didn't he like...
Yeah, he pointed his trident.
And went
but
back in?
I agree. The introduction of Aquaman to me was dumb.
For me, it was just like...
I was like, really? That's what they give us for
I liked
Aquaman?
Flashes. Flashes
was Flashes
cool.
was dope. Flashes was cool. He's just like, oh, it's a kid who saves people really fast.
I don't have a problem with all the clips except for the cyborg one.
Cyborg one was
that looked like it was a web series special effects. The little it looked really bad CG.
Mm-hmm.
My main issue isn't so much that.
Would you think that Lex was the one who found it all? I thought that was cool. Lex was the one who knew all this shit.
I thought it was kind of cool. I just wish they could have come up with a better way instead of us literally looking at logos and clicking.
It's like
on
a
videos.
5-minute laptop scene.
You could basically, you know, tweet out a link to the Batman v Superman website and said, hey, here's everything you need to see. I would like to see a little more cinematic way of doing that.
Sure.
I would have liked to see them like Dawn of Justice. Not, you know, Google search of Justice.
Okay.
I want to see more of the Dawn come together. But we have a whole nother movie.
Yeah.
And I was kind of, this is what I was hoping. The team's not together. I was just hoping the team would come together at the end of this movie. So when we got the Justice League movie next year, the team is like already kind of formed. I guarantee you right now, when Justice League comes out next year, the first hour of the movie
next
is
year?
Them.
Comes out
2017.
Oh, crap, you're doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I think the whole movie, the first hour, is just going to be them meeting everybody, doing all this. So.
And then part two is going
to
be Darkseid.
Yeah, so like if you have to do that the first hour in the whole movie, why even go through this little Easter egg thing?
Yeah,
I don't know. I think they could have done. I think they could have done it better. It was It's great to see those characters. Don't get me wrong, but I wish it was done a little bit cooler and more innovative way.
If I'm honest, I was cool with it.
Okay,
I liked because I'm just such a big fanboy, I guess. That when I was getting fed, I was like, eat this, Aquaman, Flash.
Yeah, I get it.
I was like, Cyborg was the one that was like, this is weird.
Yeah,
but everything I was like, okay, Lex Luthor found it. They hacked into okay, I got that. I liked Wonder Woman coming in. Now let's talk about the fight itself. Batman v Superman is the title of the movie.
Yeah, okay.
And they fought for 10 minutes,
which is true. Yeah, you know what though?
Which I mean, to be honest though. I kind of like the fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole time Superman's trying to talk reason with him at the beginning. At the beginning he is. And then Batman's just trying to piss him off the whole... It's like, I got guns. And then, you know, he knows it's not going to kill him. It's just pissing him off.
I wish he would have been a little more vocal and saying... He was just like, hey, you don't understand. Then tell him why. Tell him. Don't just say you don't understand.
But here's my thing. Yeah. That same reasoning you just used is the reasoning why I kind of didn't like the reasoning behind Batman. Why doesn't Batman, who's a genius...
Mm-hmm. Detective genius, yeah.
Sit down or just stand up and talk to him first?
Well, at that point... No, because at that point...
I mean,
mind was made up. I got to kill this guy.
See, but you can even... dude, I'm talking... We just saw with Daredevil and the Punisher. Mm-hmm. They talked. Yeah. And they're two violent dudes. Why can't Batman talk to Superman and be like, hey... You suck. Oh, why do you think I suck, man? Well, you suck because you let these people die. Well, the reason why... They didn't have any conversation.
I know.
You can't... That's logical. Logical is if you see someone who so far hasn't done anything evil, per se.
Oh.
You think Superman's evil?
No, but I think Batman thinks he's evil.
No, but why?
Because
he let people die?
He saw him destroy his
own... Did he destroy Metropolis? Or did Zod do it? And he was trying to stop Zod
again,
the whole time.
You're forgetting about Flash coming saying, you need to stop this motherfucker.
That's the one thing that is a little better motivation. But to me, the whole time I was wondering, like, why don't you just sit down and talk? Or just talk to him straight up. It doesn't make logic. From a smart point
because
of view. If you're a smart guy.
They backed themselves into a corner when they called it Batman v Superman.
Okay, one thing I can't say.
And they had to fight each other.
So, the winner of the fight... is Batman.
Yeah, for sure.
But I love the scene where he pulls out the kryptonite and he starts wailing on him, just wailing and wailing. And then all of a sudden,
he starts
heal.
Jawing up.
Yeah, because that's the thing about, if you know about the comics too, and I was talking to my brother about it, Superman, that's the thing about kryptonite. Kryptonite weakens Superman.
For a short amount of time.
But a short amount of time. Because once it's out of his system and he breathes the regular yellow sun air, in the atmosphere, he's back. Yeah. He's 100%. So when he came back, I was like, dude,
that was a cool scene.
And he's just like, dude, I'm Superman. I can kill you, bro.
I think a lot of people, I see people talking on Twitter and Facebook arguing is the turning point in the fight when Superman finally says, I gotta save Martha. And it's hard to understand what he was saying. The first one, I was like, Martha! And Batman's like, what the F are you talking about, Martha? I'll be honest with you, people. I've been watching, reading Batman and Superman my whole life.
You didn't know it was Martha Kent, Martha Wayne?
I did. It's such a small detail that you never put them together. So when he said it, it was that moment in the theater, I was like, oh, yeah. They both got the same name. Okay.
Yeah, your mom has my mom's name.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that what that was supposed to be was Batman now sees him as a real person.
As a human being.
He's seen somebody who has someone that loves him. Freaking Lois Lane comes running in, you know, does the whole don't kill him. At this point, does he find out he's Clark? I don't realize. When does he find out he's Clark? Because he doesn't know when they're about to fight. He doesn't know that's Clark Kent.
I think he finds out afterwards when he's with the funeral.
So
and all that.
Lois didn't run in and be like, Martha's his mother, Martha Kent? Did she say anything like that?
Yeah, she said that's his mother.
Yeah, but did she say Kent? Did he know it was Clark Kent? Okay.
No.
So wait, he didn't find out until after he died, I'm guessing?
I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, here's
so
the thing.
Martha thing, did you buy it?
No.
No, not at all.
I mean,
you see what they were going for.
I did see what they were going for.
Okay.
I was okay with it, but as far as buying it, saying that's a good reason for them to team up, not really. No.
Yeah, because Batman flipped that switch pretty quick.
Flipped it when it was when he was trying to tell him, "Hey, man, I just want to tell you, Batman, can we talk for a sec?" And he's like, "No, I'm gonna kill you." And it's like, dude, he's been trying to talk to you this whole time, and you're just trying to piss him off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Again, let's talk a little more about what we like about the movie as we finish this video up. Here's the thing. All these things I say about the movie, they're things that you do notice, but the movie is at such a pace that you don't really get to dwell on them because the movie's always moving from one scene to other. This is one of those movies you can't take a piss at because every time you're about to leave, you're like, no.
I know.
I got this shit.
I know.
All right, right here I can go.
I did that.
No, I know. What the fuck is this? I can't go. So I made sure I went to the bathroom both times because...
I tried my best.
You're probably more confused than most people if you left because who knows what you missed.
I walked in.
What point did you leave?
I left when he was talking to Diana Prince, a Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
And then I walked in and it was in the Nightmare Batman sequence. And I was
See
like...
See what I'm saying?
And then when he came back, it was Flash. And I was like, did Flash come before? Did I miss the Flash scene?
That would drive me crazy. So this is not a movie you go to
It's
bathroom.
A good thing I came with my brother because I was like, did Flash come before? Was Flash there? And it's like, no, he came out.
I wish your brother messed with you. It was like Darkseid came in. Fucking Supergirl showed up.
Darkseid again.
Darkseid.
Anyways.
Which one is it?
Darkseid.
It's very much Darkseid.
It's Darkseid.
I got you.
Here's the thing. I went in with very low expectations. I walked out.
Well, of course, you saw the reviews.
Of course. I walked out saying, you know what? I like this movie.
I like the movie.
Yeah. The editing is a mess.
Let me ask you a question, because Christian also said the editing was a mess. I don't think the editing's a mess isn't like the action editing. I think all the action scenes are shot really well. I think all...
I'm talking about scene from scene.
You're talking...
Different scene to a different
You're talking about, the intercutting of the stories.
I agree.
Which I'm really curious to see this 30-minute director's cut.
I agree.
Because I think this movie... What actually Man of Steel had was there was moments of just... There's moments where you could just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, okay, let me take this all in.
You couldn't breathe in this movie.
This movie, there's nothing like that. There's no moments of just... plateau.
Yeah, which you kind of needed.
The only one I would say that kind of felt like that in this movie was the Superman, I don't know if he was on top of Everest or where the hell he was, but he ran into Pa Kent. Oh,
another Vision.
Which is like this weird, like it's just him imagining what his father would say to him.
When he had that vision first, I was like, I'm going to hate this. Mm-hmm. And then he had that whole interaction with his dad. I kind of liked it.
It's because Kevin Costner is a damn good actor.
That's true.
He sold that scene.
That's true.
But I was with you too. Like, I remember 30 seconds ago, I was like,
oh, here's the Vision
I don't know if
scene.
I like this.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I was worried in the first 60 seconds of this movie. Because when this boy started flying in like a funnel of bats, I was like, what?
I was like,
this is a bad sign.
And then he said, that was my dream.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Oh, thank Jesus.
We
almost lost this.
He's got bat powers. Throughout the whole movie, Batman can fly.
Yeah, I was like.
And he can suck people's blood.
60 seconds, I said, Snyder went and lost his shit. And he lost it. But. The thing about this movie, it's beautifully shot. It's a very dark film, which I'm okay with. It's
too.
A very mature film. I've heard some people complain like this is
it. It's not for kids.
It's not for kids.
Who cares about kids? Yeah. I'm sorry. When I was a kid...
How many kids got jobs that can afford $20 tickets to a movie? Not many I know.
Here's my thing about kids. I know a lot of people have kids in the comments or whatever, but here's my thing. If I was a kid and I see this movie and I see Batman fighting Superman and Superman's flying around punching Doomsday, I'm loving it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but I'm loving it.
But you think about the first... I will say the first hour is very little Batman Superman action.
But there's enough action to get people interested.
And I'm not even saying it's action as far as, like, action. The movie's so frantic that, like, even though there's not action, you feel like you're on this kind of a roller coaster kind of story. You're just like... Okay, where are we going?
Where are we going? I don't know what's happening.
So, I didn't score it the first time I saw it because I honestly was mixed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know I enjoyed my time, you can't overlook some of the glaring problems in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, for me, I still think it's a recommendation. Go check it out. Even if you don't think you're going to like it, you need to see it just to form your own opinion. I think more people I hear are liking it because they're going in with all these bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I went in without any reviews, and I remember leaving the theater thinking, man, that was some really cool stuff. They did some really interesting things. They went places I never thought they would go.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a little bit of a mess? Yes,
it is.
Are some of the character motivations not very well laid out?
Very much so.
Yes. Are some of the plot turns that don't really make
weird
sense?
Weird and random?
Yeah. But it's a testament to this movie that even besides all that stuff, I saw it twice and I'll probably see it a third time.
Yep. What's the score?
I gave Man of Steel 3.8 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I like Man of Steel a little bit better than this movie.
Okay.
For sure. So I'm going to give it a 3.6 out of 5.
Okay.
That's my score graphic right here.
Okay.
There's a graphic there right now.
Okay.
Do you want to give it a score? Because you only seen it once.
I want to give it a score.
You want to give it a score? Yeah.
Here's my thing. I went in with low expectations, came out saying, wow, that was actually really well done in the sense of what he was working with.
Okay.
Zack Snyder went out to create one of the most epic movies of all time. He was trying to create...
It's epic.
He was trying his best to fit everything he could into what he needed to make for Justice League in the future
totally
DC
agree.
Movies.
Yep.
It's a very big undertaking.
For good or bad,
he shoved it in there. I really enjoyed this movie a lot. I thought Superman was great. I thought Wonder Woman was great. I thought Batman was really good.
Batman was great. Affleck's great.
The whole killing thing, I'm such a Batman purist.
Yeah, you had problems with that? I was okay. It wasn't like the Punisher.
That's what got me out of it. If Batman was straight up doing headshots and cutting people's throats,
I
would have been like, okay.
I feel like the people he killed, he had to kind of kill. Because
they were more like in his way.
They were shooting either like high caliber 50 cal guns at him. They were about to kill someone.
It was basically the car scene, right? That's where he killed
the
most people.
Like the dude stabbed him. I think Batman's more eye for eye in this movie because he gets stabbed. Yeah, he doesn't kill the guy. He stabs right where he stabs. It's like eye for an eye, mofo, and just like knocks
him out. That was actually good. Yeah, yeah.
So like,
but overall, yeah. Superman was great. Mm-hmm. I wanted Superman to do more. But I would give
I'm a Superman fan, so I always want more Superman.
Oh, man.
Superman.
Yeah, yeah,
so
totally.
I understand that.
I would give it a 3.8.
Oh, wow. You're going my Man of Steel score.
I'm going Man of Steel.
Do you like this more than Man of Steel?
The reason why I will say yes
okay.
is because Batman, it's because Wonder Woman,
okay.
it's because seeing Flash time travel so early on was so badass to me. But yes, I do like it more than Man of Steel.
I think there's cooler things in this than a Man of Steel.
That's why.
Man of Steel, the reason I give a higher score is because I think it's just a better told story. I think the character development's better in that movie. You really, by the end, feel Superman, what he's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, it's a little bit of a mess.
Still disappointed by Lex. I want to see an awesome on-screen Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Michael Rosenbaum killed it in Smallville.
Could he be Lex?
The TV show Smallville?
Could Eisenberg be Lex Luthor's son? His name's Alex in the movie.
People are saying it's not his... It's a possibility, but the reason why I don't think it's going to be like that is because... Mm-hmm. I feel like they're setting up this Lex Luthor, and then the backstory of Lex Luthor is what they're creating.
I would love nothing more than for Justice League is for like Alexander Luthor is in jail, and Bryan Cranston or somebody just pops up is like, well, how the hell did you get in here? Like, and his dad is like the new Lex Luthor, because I want an older, more badass, just.
An actual Lex
Luthor, the one I kind of grew up with.
Not the Riddler?
Yes, exactly.
But honestly,
listen, I understand. Some people out there like Eisenberg. Some people out there,
to be honest, I'm baffled by it.
I'm baffled too.
But I really like the movie, man.
Here's the deal.
I did.
I see this as like Iron Man 2 before Avengers. Iron Man 2 had to push a lot of stuff in there to get Avengers ready, and it suffered for that. And I think this movie had to do a lot of stuff to get Justice League set up. And I do think the movie suffered because of it, but I'm hoping they got that out of the way. And next year when we get Justice League, it's just going to be epically awesome. And hopefully a little more streamlined.
People are giving Snyder way too much crap.
Yeah.
I think he had a lot to do in this movie, and he did his very best. And the guy's a visionary director, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was like you were just saying today, the shots are so good.
Composition, shot composition, it's so good. This is the best Batman fight we've ever seen.
Yeah.
He was taking dudes out left
and
right. It was awesome.
Cool.
All right, guys. We talked about this for like 30-something minutes. Longer than I expected.
Listen,
this movie deserves it because there's a lot to talk about. Honestly, we could probably do another half an hour because I probably could go in a hole. But there's things we probably haven't even touched. But go see the movie for yourself and make your own opinion. You know what? I'm so curious to hear all these people's opinions. I've literally seen a lot of people the last 2 days saying, this is better than I thought it was going to be. Some people are saying it's the best superhero movie ever, which I can't go there.
No. Nope.
And there's people that absolutely hate this movie.
Which I don't get, but...
Copster hates it.
Copster does hate it, but there's so much cool things in it, man.
I know. All right, guys. Well, that's it. That's good enough. Thank you if you watched this long, God bless you. And thank you for checking out my channel. Do me a favor, subscribe. This is a new channel. This is my third video.
Yeah.
Got a lot more cool stuff coming up with Friends of the Schmoes, Screen Junkies. Me and Finstock are going to have a new show called WTF Trailer Reactions. What the fuck? Because we're going to watch some weird-ass, old-school, like, movie trailers.
Nice.
We're talking nudity, swearing, violence. It's going to get nuts. And Finstock is going to give you all his little comments.
Yeah, that's going to be longer than this video.
Yes. all right, guys, do me a favor. At SchmoesJT on Twitter. I'll drop it right down here. And, of course, follow me anywhere else you can find me. Facebook, Instagram. We know I don't use them that much.
Yeah.
Screen Junkies, Schmoes Know, Box Office Breakdown, all that good stuff. Ace, tell me where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Squad Leader Ace. Go watch Attack on Titan.
At Squad Leader Ace?
At Squad Leader Ace.
All right, I'll put it right down there. Nope, wait, that right. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Keep watching those movies.